Today I am telling a new story. The story name is Flight to the Islands. 18-year-old Frank Hardy slowly turned his head to the left, then to the right. He shrugged his shoulders forward and back, then winked. The fifth flight south from New York to the Caribbean had left him with a major crick in his neck. Airline seats were not very friendly to six-footers like him and his younger brother Joe. Joe, 17, scanned the crowd of eager vaccinations in the San Juan, Puerto Rico airport. He brushed his blonde hair back from his forehead. "Can you spot David anywhere?" he asked. Frank shook his head. A little jab of pain at the base of a skull made him wish he had nope. He replied, "Do not worry, through he will turn up. He didn't bring us all this way just to stand us." David Wildman, their host, was a playwright. His suspense thriller, Stairway to Oblivion, had been an off-Broadway hit. He was now running 10 way. Maximize 10 detective contest. The 5 10 way finalists were to spend a week on a luxurious yacht in the Caribbean. They would complete in solving a series of stag mysteries. The grand prize was a college scholarship. David had asked Frank and Joe to come along as expert consultants. He knew about their skill and growing fame as detectives from a fellow play. Right? They had helped. "This won't be nearly as exciting as tackling real crimes," he had explained apologetically. "These are more like complicated puzzles, but your experience will be enormously helpful. You will love the yacht, the Clombe Doctor, and the islands are beautiful this time of year." The Hardys had agreed. Now, here they were in Puerto Rico, and the Comble D.R. was waiting for them and the other passengers a few islands away. Frank glanced at the watch, then studied the arrivals column on the overhead TV monitor. "David and the others should be here by now," he remarked. "The flight from Miami landed a few minutes ago." Joe Frank, some called over here. Frank looked around. David was easy to pick out from the covered crowd of brightly clad tourists. He was wearing his usual outfit of black jeans, black t-shirt, and thick soled black work boots. His sandy hair receding at the temples, was pulled back into a little ponytail. He had a leather case for a laptop computer slung over one shoulder. The Hardys thread their way over to him. He put his hands on their shoulders and turned to the little group around him. "Gang, meet Joe and Frank Hardy, super detectives," he said. "I am hoping they will tell us about some of their cases later." Frank had looked over the list of contacts during the flight down as David introduced them, he tried to pin metal tags on them. He would get to know them better pretty quickly. Elizabeth Wheelwright was a tall, slim blonde preppy from Wigan. She was standing a small but noticeable distance apart from the others. She gave Frank and Joe a cool nod. She seemed to take it for granted that David would introduce her first. Cassie Aristo, standing next to her, noticed this and gave her a mocking grin. He was about 5'9", with long black hair and the shadow of a mustache on his upper lip. He wore a silver and turquoise bracelet on his left wrist and had a bad case of night bitting. Kaiser's from Albuquerque, David said, and this is Jason McLaren from Fort Worth. Yo, what's happening, dudes? Jason said. He was wearing baggy jeans and a sleeveless t-shirt with the picture of a hot heavy metal group. His dark hair was cute, very short on top and long in back. A boy of about 10 in shorts and a long green square shirt tucked at David's below elbow. Hey, what about me? He damned. David smiled. This is my son, Evan. Evan is currently in the doghouse. He added with a pretended scowl. Oh, why, Joe asked. A little matter of some black plastic bugs, David replied. On the flight down, they somehow found their way into our slats. The flight attendants were not amused. They were so, Evan said. They laughed like anything when you couldn't see them. Evan, no more particle jokes. Is that clear? David said. Evan nodded. His expressions made Frank wonder if his fingers were crossed behind his back. And these are our remaining finalists. Swipe D. Carbert and Boris left the differ. David continued. Swiley is from near Maternal. Boris was born in Russia and now lives in Boryakla. Hello, Swiley said. With a charming accent, her blue eyes twinkled at them. We will have much fun. No, Boris nodded to them. He had a narrow face topped by Andrei blonde hair. From the look of his shoulders and upper arms, Frank guessed that working out was a major hobby of his. Hold it, someone called. A light flashed when the spots cleared from Frank's eyes. He saw a guy of about 17 with straight black hair and alder ears. He had two fancy cameras slung around his neck. He was wearing jeans and a khaki photographer's vest over a day glow orange Tenbe t-shirt meet Kenneth Lee. David said he will be part of our band too. He and Lisa are working as the internet at the Mac.
Thanks for hearing this part one story. For the next part of the story, follow our channel and turn on the notification icon. Thank you. Bye-bye.